in free market principles to save the free market system.
In a world of conventional confusion,
there will be time for them to make profits. Now's not that time.
Daddy, what do taxes pay for?
Oh, why everything. Policemen, trees, sunshine. And let's not forget the folks who just don't feel like working, God bless them.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Prepare to unshackle your mind.
An idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any army or any government.
Your professor has arrived. Tom Woods. Beware, citizen. You are now departing from the world of allowable opinion. The Tom Woods Show.
Welcome, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. And what the heck, we'll just call it Ron Paul Week this week. We had Daniel McAdams out of Ron Paul's congressional office on Monday. Yesterday, we talked to Paul Martin Foss, also out of Ron Paul's congressional office. Today it's Steve Bierfeldt, who worked for Ron Paul in numerous capacities. Tomorrow it's Ron Paul himself, but we're talking to Steve today. Steve, in fact, was executive director of the Republican Party of Iowa up until quite recently during the Ron Paul years. As many of you know, the Ron Paul forces took over the Republican Party of Iowa for some time, and Steve had quite a bit to do with that. Steve's a great guy. He's involved in a new venture, which you can find out about at livesmartnothard.com. Steve is one of these rare people who is truly wise beyond his years. He's got good advice for you in a lot of areas, but then also he's got some stories for you from the Ron Paul days, but also from his run-in with the TSA. Very interesting. He wound up suing the TSA. It's a very interesting story. So a lot to talk about with Steve. Steve Bierfeldt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very interested in what you're up to lately. You belong to a handful of people that if I were starting a major enterprise, I would want to hire if I had to pay double what you were currently getting because I know you're worth it. Now, you've got a site, livesmartnothard.com, I just told people about, that I find very interesting. It's all kinds of interesting tips. And, of course, the subtitle of the site, Save Money, Travel More, Worry Less, and Challenge Yourself to Your Next Adventure. Well, it drew me in. I knew who you were, but even if I didn't, I would be drawn in. Let's talk first about travel. You are going to be engaging in some travel. You've just finished a lengthy stint as executive director of the Republican Party of Iowa, and you've decided you need to get away for a while. I'm sure this is a coincidence. The two have nothing to do with one another. But as you embark on this, what kind of tips are you offering people who say, oh, Steve, I'd love to do what you're doing, but I'm not independently wealthy. There's no way I can go anywhere.
Yeah, thanks. And you're right. The website is livesmartnothard.com. It's kind of a takeoff of the mantra, you know, work smart, not hard. And it's a blog that I started, and it's a personal blog based on travel, based on tips to save money. And you mentioned travel. That is the biggest one. What I wanted to do after, you know, I knew that job would end at some point is I wanted to travel the world. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm visiting family, and then I'm traveling the world. That's the number one thing people say is, hey, Steve, I wish I could do what you're doing. Or, you know, I just don't have the money to fly here, fly there. And what I talk about on the blog, in addition to, you know, finances and other things, is how to make it happen. I take it through one step. For example, a friend of mine asked me, hey, I want to go to Europe. You know, I want to take, you know, my wife to Europe next year. How do I do that? And I laid out a plan for him. Well, here's how you do it. Here's, you know, a credit card that you can apply for. Won't hurt your credit score too much at all. And you're going to get 50,000 miles. And, you know, no one knows what that means. People see, you know, commercials. They see Samuel Jackson on TV talking about double miles and double cash back. And no one really knows what that means. But what I told him was, you apply for this card, and you've got two free tickets round trip to Europe. And it's completely free, and people think travel has to be expensive, and it doesn't. I'm going through the blog right now. I'm going to Hawaii in the wintertime, and I'm getting a completely 100% free round trip ticket from New York to Hawaii, and I'm staying for 10 days in Hawaii at the nicest hotels probably in the country, completely for free. And I tell you through the blog how I do that. People think it's, you know, get rich quick or it's just too good to be true, and it's really not. It's just a matter of going through the steps A lot of it is credit card rewards. A lot of it is something called shopping portals. If you wanted to go to Best Buy, for example, you'd buy a TV for $1,000. But if you went to a certain shopping portal through your credit card, it's just a referral code. It's the same website. They shoot you over to BestBuy.com. You buy that $1,000 TV, and you get bonus points for it. And then little by little, the points add up. So travel doesn't have to be expensive. People always think there's an excuse, I'm just getting over this job, or I've got four kids. But I've got lots of friends and family that I'm helping with. I've got a friend who just had her fourth child. She wants to go to Los Angeles at the end of the year for her anniversary, and I'm helping her put a plan together.
Now, I know Steve. I've known Steve for years at this point, and he's not making stuff up. He's right. There's no scam involved. There's no get-rich-quick thing involved. It's just being smart, looking at what opportunities are available, looking at the things that people are practically begging you to take and just taking them. So the site livesmartnothard.com is very useful for tips like this, and you've got a – do you have a newsletter?
There's an email list. If you don't, if you're traveling or not, hopefully you are traveling after reading my site, so you're not able to read the blog every day. You can sign up for a free email blast, and it's once every five or six posts. So I don't do a daily blast. I'm not selling you anything. It's just a way to kind of get the posts. And the website is based kind of off of, little by little tips that I've picked up through the years. So it's not only travel. It's based on, friends of mine saying, hey, Steve, you've got some good stories. You should put that on a blog. You should write something. And I wanted to write a little bit more. So it's a little bit of the travel posts. I talk about one, for example, how I got my cell phone bill down from $130 a month to $10 a month. I'm as I speak with you, I have a $10 a month cell phone plan. And it sounds crazy. Oh, Steve, where did you get that phone? Where in China did you get that phone? But it's just a service that I use. That gets me a much greater discount. I talk a little bit about, challenging yourself is the big one. People think, oh, it's too hard to do this. I could never travel the world. I could never save $1,000 by next month. I can never do this. I got a post on there challenging people to make a one-year travel plan. And I mentioned the two friends that I'm helping get to Europe and then to California. Give yourself a one-month travel or one-year travel plan. And that's what I tell people is, what can you do in a year? You need to save money. You need to cut an expense. How much are you spending on that cable bill? Do you really need a $60 cable bill a month? Well, that adds up over 12 months. It's a hefty amount of money. So the site covers a little bit of some of my personal stories. I go a little bit into time management. I go a little bit into, some of the jobs I've had without mentioning, names specifically about things that I did. I've got a pretty good story about how to trace an information leak. One of the jobs I had, one of my board members was constantly leaking out emails to the press, and I basically put together a plan that found out who was leaking the information and gave it to my boss. So it's kind of a little bit of everything. It's lifestyle design, it's travel, and it's cutting expenses as well. So I'm enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying writing, and it's livesmartnothard.com.
I like your entry here about not being afraid of having 18 bank accounts. And the principle behind it actually reminds me of Dave Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
What is the principle behind it?
Many people have heard of something called the envelope system, where you get your check, and let's say it's $1,000 for the week or for the month, and you say, okay, I need $100 for food, and you put that in an envelope, and you put it on the refrigerator. And you have $100 for electric, and you put them in an envelope. And you have all these different envelopes, so you can keep things segmented, and it's important to segment your expenses because you don't want them to bleed into each other. What I say is you should not be paying anything with cash. Every single thing, assuming you're responsible, assuming you can handle it, should be with a credit card because your credit cards are earning points, and that's allowing you to travel, which for me is a priority. I enjoy traveling. But the premise is that I use Capital One 360, which used to be ING Direct Bank. I guess I'm giving them a free promo. And it's free to create savings accounts. And then you can just name them and partition them out. So I actually kind of joke, I name them after Beatles songs, and I count them into categories. So I've got an account called Across the Universe, a Beatles song, which is my travel fund. I've got one called Flying, which is a Beatles song, and I have tied into my, I like to fly airplanes. It's a hobby of mine. I've got one called Taxman, a Beatles song, which you can guess what that one is.
And you've got Dr. Robert about medical expenses. Yeah, some of these are obscure Beatles songs. Like Flying is not one that the average fan is going to know. But anyway, but I liked that.
Yeah, and the premise is every paycheck that I get or every amount of money that I get, I partition it up and it goes right into a specific bank account. So if I have a medical expense that's, you know, $400 or $500, and I say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? That's what the average person will think. I don't need to worry about that because I've been saving $10 or $15 or $20 a month for the last year, and I can just pay it. I've got one specifically called There's a Place, which is investments for, you know, a house. So I don't need to worry about, you know, oh my gosh, how am I going to buy this house? Well, I've been saving for, you know, a decade specifically for these expenses. So it's kind of fun. It's a way. It's basically a supercharged version of the envelope system, but it's a way to do it all online. But you're not have envelopes of cash around the house, and it's kind of another thing. Like you said, it's not. It's fun for me because I get to come up with, you know, obscure Beatles songs that I look for, but it's a way to kind of put everything in one place. And I titled the blog post, you know, having 18 bank accounts shouldn't scare you. That's the number one response that I get is, you know, Steve, I could never do that. You know, that's too complicated. That's too hard. You know, that's crazy. That scares me. But it shouldn't be scary. You know, kind of the blog itself, you know, which is challenge yourself and, you know, save money and worry less, are all ways to, as I joke, live smart. You know, living doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be, I got to get up. I got to do this. I'm never going to, you know, too many people today, they survive. They don't live. They don't feel that they can live their life. And the blog covers some ways that you can live. You know, if you could find an extra $1,000, you know, a month, or even $500 a month, what would you do with that money? You know, imagine what doors that would open to you. Imagine how much more traveling you could do. Imagine how many more family members you could see. Imagine the class you could take. Imagine you always wanted to take that cooking class, but, you know, you got married and you had kids and, you know, now you have to work two jobs and you never have a chance. Well, you can save some money. You can do it. So it's been fun for me to write. I've actually been surprised at the number of my friends and family who have said, Steve, you know, I really like what you're writing. I mean, that's really been helpful to me. I just thought it was, you know, just some blog that maybe my mother would read. But there's actually a few people who actually read it. Surprisingly.
Well, now that you're on my show, maybe my mother will also be on your blog. Now you've got on here a link, the life-changing moment. What do you mean by the life-changing moment?
The life-changing moment was kind of, for me, that was my aha moment. And I talk about that. This is a personal belief. I think that there's always a time in someone's life that affects you in some way. Maybe it's meeting, you know, your future spouse. Maybe it's a traumatic event. You know, maybe it's, you know, going on a missions trip to Africa and seeing the world in a different light. But I think everyone has something that is going to really affect them in a certain way. And for me, it was actually after working on a campaign, I had finished up work and I had gone on a cruise and I saw a sunset and I'm on, you know, I'm in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean. I'm on a thousands and thousands, you know, pound boat with, you know, kitchens and water slides and mini golf courses. You know, this is the pinnacle of human society, you know, all these creation, you know, how can people, you know, create something like this? 200 years ago, people would think you're crazy talking about a floating city. And I remember looking at the sunset and thinking, you know, wow, I'm capable individual. You know, I know what I'm able to do. I know what I can accomplish. I'm able to work hard. You know, I'm on this floating city. I can literally do anything I want with my entire life. I don't have to be tied to a job I don't like. I don't have to live in a place I don't want. And if I can do anything I want with my entire life, you know, think how crazy that is. Think how empowering that is. Why would I spend a single second doing something that I didn't want? Why would I do something that I don't feel challenged by? And for me, that was my aha moment. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to spend a single second doing something that I don't want. You know, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm able to do. So if you're a hard worker, you know, and if you kind of have a vision of where you want your life to go, there's no reason it can't go that direction. Like I said, too many people, they tend to survive instead of live. You know, your life is very short, but you can pack a lot into it. But for me, that was my aha moment where I said, you know what, I can do anything I want with my entire life, and that's how I'm going to live my life.
I want to ask you a couple things about your life. Mm-hmm. You became well-known because of your run-in with the TSA. Maybe we'll start with that. That was back in 2009, and you were on Fox Business with the judge? Like, what happened with that, and what was that all about?
Yeah, I mean, that was, man, that is going back quite a few years. The premise is that I was coming back from a political conference, and I was kind of the ad hoc treasurer at the time. So I was carrying all the checks and you know, money and, you know, our Liberty crew, and there's a bunch of silver coins as well, so that was fun. And the TSA stopped me, and they, you know, demand to know where I was going with the money and, you know, what I did for a living. And my question to them was just kind of repetitious. I said, well, can you tell me if I'm required by law to tell you what I do for a living? Am I required by law to tell you why I'm carrying some money or some checks? And they didn't want to hear that. So they called in the airport security. They called in the police. And for about a half hour, we had a back and forth and back and forth. And unbeknownst to them, I had recorded the whole conversation, which, of course, they probably would have denied afterwards. But I called up Judge Napolitano, who had his show Freedom Watch at that time. And he loved it, obviously. So I played the tape for him, and he had me on his show. And for about a year, it's actually a pretty big thing. In fact, it's funny, as I'm talking with you, tomorrow I'm doing another interview for a documentary on the TSA. Actually, they're going to come to my house and do it. So I still do interviews on it quite often, actually. And the result of it is that I ended up suing TSA. And I actually got some help from the ACLU, who were helpful, and they thought it was inappropriate. And they were very professional about it. They covered all the expenses and all the legal challenges. And there's actually a court case. If you look it up, it's Bierfeld v. Napolitano. That's Janet Napolitano. And we sued him, and we actually won. We ended up withdrawing the lawsuit because they agreed to a policy change. And if you read the lawsuit, and you can Google it, and if you read the TSA policy change, they agreed to change their directive, that there's now a portion of their handbook that says the TSA is not law enforcement and they cannot stop you for carrying cash, which is not illegal in any capacity. So that was a fun time, and that was an example where, you know, people ask me, the number one question is, well, you know, were you freaked out? Were you scared about it? And it's easy to say after the fact, oh, no, of course, you know, no way, I had it under control. At the time, you're in imagine the size of your bathroom, basically, is the size of the office. There's no windows. They lock the door when they come in. And at the height, there were about five or six armed police officers in the room. And they're yelling at me, and they're swearing at me. You know, who the F do you think you are? You know, you're such a tough guy. We're going to help you understand the law if you don't answer our questions. And this is all on tape. You can still hear the full 30-minute tape if you find it. At that point, you're in a situation you'd rather not be, especially if something happens. You've got 6-1 against you, no witnesses for you. That's why I'm glad I was able to tape the conversation. And then they had no idea. I mean, they didn't know until 2 weeks later that I had taped them. But it was something that I was looking forward to, you know, putting to light, making sure that people knew what was going on. And then after the first minute, it just becomes, well, you know, I'm this far in, I got to keep going. And then 5 minutes goes by, and it's like, well, you know, I can't back down now. And then in 20 minutes, like, well, I'm standing up for liberty this far, you know, I can't back down now. And then about a half hour, finally, a supervisor of some sort came in and says, what are you guys doing? Let this guy go before you all get in trouble. And he just let me go. But that was, like I said, I'm doing an interview on it tomorrow. I still get asked about it pretty often.
That is pretty good. You've worked directly or indirectly for Ron Paul for a number of years on different projects. I guess you worked on the Ron Paul presidential campaign at least in 2012 in different states, and then you became the executive director of the Republican Party of Iowa. As you look back on all this, what do you think about it now?
I think it provided a good opportunity. Sometimes what's just as important is knowing what you want to do with your life. And I've shared this with, you know, people my age and younger. It's knowing what you don't want to do with your life. I knew, you know, that I wanted to help the cause that I believe in. I wanted to help Ron Paul. And that would be something that, you know, that I've gained from, you know, exponentially, you know, the experience of that. Having worked with so many people in politics and unfortunately seeing that it's a field that is purely based, unfortunately, around manipulation and attracts people that, for for the most part, can't really get jobs anywhere else because they're not qualified to do anything else. I know that it's not a field that I want to stay in. And while I would always support, you know, someone like Ron Paul, and, you know, if Ron Paul called me tomorrow and says, hey, 2016, we're gearing up, you know, I'd be at his house tomorrow collecting signatures. I mean, there's no question I wouldn't do anything for Dr. Ron Paul. But I think I've learned from that experience that I do have, you know, skills that I can put towards a lot of different things. Like I said, on the cruise, I realized I could do anything I want with my life. And I want to make sure that I'm in a field that, you know, I'm appreciated, that I'm treated respectfully. Because that's always how I've treated people that I've worked with and people that have worked for me. Yeah, you could probably, you know, I may have my detractors, but one thing I think I do well is I treat people like people. People who have been my staff have always been treated very respectfully. And I think that's something that should be extended to everyone, especially in politics.
Well, I think you know that my wife is a big fan of yours, that a lot of times in the circles you and I would tend to travel in, you wouldn't always run across people who treated other people with respect. So to meet you as the liaison from a particular organization to the guests at different events was almost shocking. And my wife would say, oh, thank goodness Steve's involved in this, or Steve's heading this up, or we get to see Steve again. Because if it wasn't Steve, it was some fiasco somewhere, or just somebody I do not want to have to interact with. So
I'm a fan of hers as well, so it goes both ways.
That's good. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. I had to twist your arm a little bit to get you on here, but I'm really glad I did. I want people to head over to livesmartnothard.com. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, how am I going to fit in another blog and I don't have time for this or that? I mean, I would just do what I just did while Steve and I were talking. I signed up for his newsletter. You think, oh, but I get too much email already. Yeah. But I mean, you know, come on. Most of that email isn't doing you any good. This one actually will do you some good. So hope people check you out, Steve, and best of luck and safe travels, too.
Hey, thank you. And I appreciate the time to talk about it. And like I said, you mentioned that too many emails. It's just an aggregate. You'll get, you know, an email once every 2 weeks about some of the posts in case you miss it.
There you go.
And something in August, I am giving away a Amazon gift card completely for free to everyone who signs up for the newsletter, for the email blast. So livesmartnotthehard.com. Check it out, and maybe you'll win.
Steve, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. Safe travels.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That's the show for today. I'm afraid I am in a bit of haste. So I'll just thank you guys, as always, for the support, for listening, for spreading the word about the show, for linking to TomWoodsRadio.com on your social media, telling people about it. I really, really appreciate all the forms of support you guys are showing for the show. Tomorrow, it's Ron Paul himself. Tune in for that. See you then.
The Tom Woods Show.